Jimmy Himes along with Vince Farrar. Pleased now to be joined by Pat Dooley, columnist with the Gainesville Sun. Pat, how are you?
I'm like everybody else. I'm just sitting around watching a baseball game I normally wouldn't watch, wondering what the next move is going to be.
Well, I don't know why everybody's all concerned about a national championship situation, because I believe Steve Spurrier's got the answer for that, doesn't he? Didn't he call into your show and tell you exactly what they need to do?
Well, he called me, actually, and left me a voice message because I was on the radio, and I said, oh, this is gold. I'm tweeting it. It's unbelievable. Yeah, at one point, it was, I think it's over 28,000 tweets or retweets or likes or whatever, because people just loved what he had to say. In fact, Johnny Manziel retweeted it, so I've got that going for me. As he said, hey, they decided to have the SEC and ACC get their champions, play it off. They're going to win it anyway. So, and he's right, because the last five have been between those two conferences.
Well, I saw David Pollack said this. I didn't double-check him. He said there have been 9 consecutive losses in the college football playoff if you're not an ACC or an SEC team. 9 in a row. I didn't realize that.
That sounds about right. I mean, yeah. It's an Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Clemson world, and we're all just living in it.
Yeah. Obviously, the news yesterday, the Big Ten, Pac-12 not playing, the SEC moving forward, the Big 12's moving forward, the ACC as well. What's your confidence level, Pat, that the SEC is going to play ball this fall?
It's not high. I mean, I hope they do, but I hope they do, and I know they will with the right, if they have the right parameters, if they feel like they're, if they're able to do it safely. I mean, the whole thing that it's amazing. It just, I think more than anything, Jimmy, and I think you would agree with me on this, is we have learned 2 things here. One is how disorganized college football is.
Yeah.
There's no leadership. The NCAA is, might as well just take the week off because they have nothing to do with it. And I think that's what these 5 people coming from 5 different angles, it's really embarrassing for a sport that's as big as it is. And the other thing is how fragile these economies are for college athletics. And people are freaking out because they're going to have to start cutting sports and cutting people because they, as you know, Jimmy, the more money you make, the more you spend in college football. Mm-hmm. If you got money coming in, then it better be going out to build something, a new facility of some kind. So I don't know. I'm not optimistic that it's going to happen, but I still think it was a very selfish move by the Pac or by the Big Ten. The Pac-12 has nothing to do with it. Pac-12 just is Batman. It's Robin from Batman and the Big Ten. But I mean, let's face it. I mean, you could have waited another week. You could wait 2 weeks before you had to make this announcement. You just released your schedule. It just seems stupid to me to go ahead and announce this now.
Pat, have we now put the current layout and an operation of major college football in our rearview mirror that when this comes back, if we do get to some sort of normalcy with everybody playing, that it will look different, whether it's amateurism or the financial impact of this? Is this going to look much different when we get back going?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt it'll look different, but I tell you what will really look different? College baseball, college softball, college basketball. You're not going to Maui anymore. You forget all that kind of stuff. The Florida softball team every year goes to California and plays in this big tournament. Don't schedule it for next year because you're going to have to cut back. So I think you're going to see a lot of things cut back, and football still is the money engine that runs it, but there's going to have to be a change. I mean, look, guys, we don't know if by next football season we're going to be in a situation where we can have full stadiums. I mean, I don't know if they'll ever be full again, but even crowds of 70,000 people, we don't know if it's going to be to that point by then. So I think this is something that is going to profoundly change the world of college sports. I think, when you look at what the players are asking for and what they feel like they are deserving of, and a lot of, you know, obviously whether it's the NIL, whether it's their rights and stuff like that. I don't know what we're going to look like in 2 years. Forget about next year. I don't even know what we're going to look like. In 2 years is when you'll know, I think, where we are, where college football and where college sports are.
Talk about specifically college basketball. I saw a tweet you put out about what the downfall could be if there's no NCAA tournament for a second consecutive year. Talk about what you envision in terms of basketball and what could happen from it.
Well, we already know that the Pac-12 and the Big Ten aren't going to play non-con. They're going to play nothing but conference, and they may stick one game in there here and there. But they're not. They've already said they're not playing until January 1st in anything. So that means that they're going to have to limit that. Now, if you start limiting what they're going to do, and I'm sure that eventually we're going to see some other conferences follow. But I just don't think there's a guarantee that we're going to see an NCAA tournament, because we didn't see one already, and we don't know that it's going to be any better next March. And that's the problem. Are these teams even going to be able to play any game? You certainly aren't going to have a tournament if you have no way to quantify who the best teams are. So if you go with no football season, which is a real possibility, okay, I don't buy the spring league. I don't think the spring league's happening. I don't think they can say what they want. I just don't think it's going to happen. So if you have no football this year and two straight years of no NCAA tournament, that is basically all of the income for a year and a half of college sports. You just eliminated it. And I think you're going to see a lot of coaches have to take pay cuts. I think you're going to see sports get cut. I think you're going to see all sports become more regionalized. I mean, Florida's got games right now because they've been very proactive in their scheduling with Scott Strickland. They're playing in Colorado and Texas and Utah. All those games may get pulled back. I mean, you may play a lot of games against USF and UCF, and UCF may end up getting their wish and getting the Florida game. So I think teams are going to get more and more regional too.
We saw where Barry Alvarez has already said they're going to have layoffs at Wisconsin, and I think you touched on this, but do you see that happening at every school that shuts down football this fall, that you're going to have layoffs because you're not going to be able to afford to pay some of your personnel?
Well, I would say that one school I think will be immune to it is Vanderbilt, because they've already laid everybody off. So, no, there's going to be layoffs. And I feel bad for a lot of people out there. I mean, these are still businesses. We love our college sports, but they're still businesses. And at some point you're going to say, hey, look, we had nine guys involved in trying to help us out with recruiting graphics. Now we're going to go down to three. We're going to, we got to let you guys go. We had four people working for our website doing stories. We want to go down to one. It's going to be things. A lot of the things like that, that is going to be the first cut, are going to be, how do we get rid of the fluff that we've had in this conference, which, because of all the money that's come in, now that money isn't coming in. Or I don't know if they'll do what the Pac-12 talked about doing, which is take this massive loan out and try to keep some people employed. But I know there's a lot of people over at the University of Florida, for example, that are nervous as heck about what's going to happen if they don't play this. And even if they do play some game, if they figure it out, I just think there are going to be a lot of people out of work, and that we are, as we all know, I mean, what was the, I don't know if the high was 30% unemployment at some point, Gosh, Jimmy, I mean, I have so many friends that are working in the restaurant and industry and bars and everything like that. Shockingly, bars, I know. But, many of them don't work. Yeah, so many of them are out of job, and I mean, and they're not coming back. Who knows when they're going to come back, if at all. If there's no football season, they're not coming back. Businesses are going to close. I've got a buddy of mine who's a who has a great barbecue place, and he has been so successful. He's made a ton of money, but he's barely scraping by now. And if there's no football, he's done. He's going to shutter the door.
Hmm. Wanted to ask you, the SEC came out with the two additional opponents. Florida gets Arkansas, Texas A&M. Some other teams didn't have an opponent as good as A&M, but among the upper echelon. But I wanted to get your take on the schedule. If you think, to a certain degree, there were some teams in the SEC that were protected by the schedule.
I think Mark Womack nailed it. I think he's the guy doing this, and he's grinding on another one right now, trying to get the dates and everything. And I don't know if we're going to get that Friday for another late news drop or not. We may not get it till next week. But because you have to look at the entire schedule. What Dari Noka said when they started with that broadcast, I kind of blew off. But then as I went back and looked at it, for example, when you look at a team like Alabama, okay, Alabama's already playing Georgia and Tennessee, right? Well, you would say those are two of the three best teams in the East. So you're going to give them all three? No. You're going to give them Kentucky, which may be the fourth best team in the East. Yeah, Missouri didn't have anybody tough from the other side. Now they do. And I understand how you can get upset if you're a Missouri fan or certainly an Arkansas fan. You know Arkansas's biggest problem? They can't play Arkansas. If they can play Arkansas, their schedule will get a lot easier. So, no, I thought they did a great job. I really do. They, when you sit down and really analyze the entire schedule, they made it about as fair as they could. Nobody was – not all people weren't going to be happy. We knew that. It's an the SEC.
Sure.
You know, you got 14 fan bases and they're all hate each other. So, I think they did a fine job. I have no problem with what they did. Although I did think they eliminated Tennessee probably from the SEC East region.
Yeah,
Pat, on the subject that we hear a lot of people say, well, if you have kids on campus, why can't you have football? What's your response to that argument?
Well, this is what the argument is right now for the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12. They feel the same way. However, the Big Ten and you know, Robin, they feel like, hey, look, we're worried about this myocarditis and that it could be an issue going forward. You know, it would only take one outlying player who maybe had a history of it and they didn't know about it. But they're testing it, and they're testing the heck out of it. If you test for positive for COVID, even if you're asymptomatic, you are getting a cardiogram and an MRI to find out if you've got any issues there. So, look, you can get this illness from a regular virus of any kind. It's not just coronavirus or COVID-19 that's happening. So I think there are different opinions about this. And a lot of people feel like it's okay. I think I do know this. You're telling these kids for the most part, and Ohio State already said this, we want you to stay on campus. We want you to keep practicing, keep working out. We just don't want you to play games. Well, that's an optical situation where if we have kids on campus and they're just working out and somebody becomes really sick or God forbid, dies, that's one thing. If he's playing in a game, that's another thing, even though it may not make any difference in terms of whether he would or not. So, again, I understand the whole issue about heart inflammation and everything, and I think people are going to be smart to spend a lot of time trying to figure this out, trying to figure out what exactly is going on here. It's been out there since June, but for some reason the Big Ten just got told about it in the last few days. it's interesting to me, though, guys, that Kevin Warren's got a son playing at Mississippi State. I wonder what he's being told, you know. That's fascinating to me, just there, what those conversations are like.
Hey, Pat, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us. My hope is that the next time we talk, you will be at a bar. That means we'll be playing football, right?
Well, I'll still eventually get to a bar at some point. I've always been very weird to go 22 weeks without going to a bar. I gotta be honest. That's been a little culture shock. for me. But played a lot of golf, though, because you can get in that single cart and nobody around.
There you go. All right. Hey, Pat, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Enjoyed talking to you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to visit again soon.
Thanks, Pat.
Anytime, Vincent and Jimmy. Thanks. See you guys.
You got it. Pat Dooley, columnist with the Gainesville Sun.